This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Douglas Johnson, Legislative Director at the National Right to Life Committee here in Washington. Well, on Friday, just one day after the 36th anniversary of the landmark Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion in America, President Obama has done what most expected him to do, reverse the Mexico City policy, which was first instituted by President Reagan, reversed by President Clinton, reinstituted by the second President Bush, and now once again repealed by President Obama. And Doug, as we get started here, what exactly is the Mexico City policy and how significant is it?
It's a very significant policy. It governs what's called the Population Assistance Program, which is a big U.S. program to provide foreign aid for family planning or population control programs overseas. And in the old, bad old days, a lot of this money went to groups that would promote abortion and run campaigns to legalize abortion in developing countries. Under the pro-life policy, the so-called Mexico City policy, organizations had to promise to stick to contraception and other things other than abortion. They had to promise not to perform or promote abortions with very narrow exceptions. And so the effect of Obama's order today is going to be to take money away from groups that are promoting contraception and family planning other than abortion and give it to groups that are ideologically committed to the notion that abortion is just another method of birth control. And, of course, the result is going to be more abortions.
Doug, we clearly have over 20 years of data on this now, if it is measured at all. The contention from the Obama administration is that the Mexico City policy forces women into high-risk pregnancies if they have them and reduces options for women with unintended pregnancies, and that it actually reduces the abortion rate because it helps to eliminate unintended pregnancies. What do the facts really show there?
Well, the facts are that all of the money under President Bush is being spent to promote contraception and other non-abortion methods of family planning. So that's not what the argument is about. The argument is about whether abortion should be regarded and promoted as a family planning method. And that's precisely what the Bush policy forbade. That's to say, a group that was committed to abortion would not be eligible for the money, so they'd give it to a group that would stick to the other activities. So it has nothing to do with forcing women to have babies or any of that nonsense. It has to do with whether once there is a human life, whether a human has been conceived, whether you regard it as an acceptable method of birth control or population control to extinguish that young human life. The president felt no. We agree with the president's position, and we regret President Bush's position, and we disagree very much with President Obama's action because the effect is going to be more abortions. You know, a lot of people in Africa and Latin America were led to believe that the Obama administration would be sending them good things, and some of them are going to be surprised to find out that the first thing he's sending them is U.S.-funded surrogates who are going to be promoting the killing of their unborn children.
Doug, how much money are we talking about with this policy, and just how many countries and people are affected by this potentially?
I don't know exactly how many countries, but it's a large number. It's a good part of Africa, a good part of Latin America, and some other places, basically what you call the developing world. We're talking about something around $470 million in the current fiscal year, and that's likely to increase. But it's not the amount of money that's affected by the President Obama's order today. He's not ordering any more money to be spent. He can't do that. Congress would have to do it. What he's doing, in effect, is saying the money that you're giving right now to groups to promote contraception, take a big gob of that money and take it away from them and give it to these groups that promote abortion instead. Groups like the International Planned Parenthood Federation, which has a slogan, "Reproductive rights are indivisible," they say. And by that they mean that they, in principle, will not distinguish between abortion and contraception. Now, most Americans don't agree with that. And many Americans might have even believed Barack Obama just a couple of months ago when he was telling them that he wanted to promote policies that would reduce the number of abortions. But here, one of the first things he does is sign an order that is predictably, certainly going to increase the number of abortions in Africa and Latin America.
just a couple minutes left here in our conversation with Doug Johnson, the National Right to Life Committee. And Doug, I know from your press release statement today that this is the tip of the iceberg, really, in terms of the agenda on the abortion front from this new administration and the Democratic control of Congress, one of which has been a fight that's been over for a while, but seems to be coming back, and that's taxpayer-funded abortions right here at home.
Well, that's right. There is an Obama abortion agenda, and it is quite sweeping and radical, and we think that the American people need to awaken to it. And within the months just ahead, we are likely to see an assault on the Hyde Amendment, which is the federal law that's been in effect for more than 30 years that prohibits direct funding of abortions, elective abortions, in the United States. Now, both sides agree on one thing. They agree that the Hyde Amendment has prevented a huge number of abortions. Now, the pro-abortion groups think that's a problem. We think it's a success, but everybody agrees this has been the biggest abortion reduction law that Congress ever passed. It saved more than 1 million lives, probably 2 million. And yet, the Obama administration wants to repeal it. That's going to be a big fight. And there are other things coming down the pipe, because this administration really is committed to a radical abortion agenda that we think is quite out of step with what a lot of people thought they were voting for.
Including the Freedom of Choice Act, which may be coming up soon, which would basically roll back any state restriction of any severity, correct?
Well, President Obama has said that he would be eager to sign the Freedom of Choice Act. That is a very radical bill that would invalidate virtually every state and federal law on abortion, even parental notification laws. It would even legalize partial birth abortion again. I don't expect quick action on that because it is so sweeping that even many pro-abortion lawmakers are going to draw back and think twice before they vote for something that is that obviously out of step with public opinion. So I would put that not on the immediate horizon, but certainly on the list of things that this president would like to achieve.
Doug, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you very much for being with us and bringing us up to date.
Been a pleasure.
Douglas Johnson, Legislative Director for the National Right to Life Committee. This is Dateline Washington.